Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Steve Sparky Pfeiffer on 105.7 FM, The Fan out of Milwaukee, now joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. And Spark, is there a silver lining to any of this right now?
Season's almost over, Bill. That's the silver lining. Season's almost over. It's interesting because the Bucks are like a 6-point favorite or something like that tomorrow night in that game. And I'm not saying Vegas knows everything, but it's interesting that they are betting that heavily on the Bucks to win that game. They have to win that game. If they don't win that game, I highly doubt they win Sunday at noon. I think you're going to get as much momentum, as much energy from that crowd tomorrow night as you're going to get in any game the rest of the series, more than likely. And if you can't feast off of that and make it work, it's probably going to be over on Sunday.
First of all, let me say this. I completely agree with you. I said I didn't think they'd win the series, and a lot of national people thought, well, they're the more talented team. They're gonna be able to take this series, especially with the depleted Celtics team. The one thing that we've discovered about the Celtics is defense matters. And I don't know, as much as we talk about guys disappearing and not being able to play well and their shooting isn't where it needs to be, I also look at what Brad Stevens has drawn up and the way they've done it, and their transition defense is fantastic, and the Bucks have not had an answer.
Man, we talked about that, saying that Boston was going to make this a half-court game, and that's exactly what's happened. And not only have they made it a half-court game, but they're good in half-court defense too. And everybody's like, well, they were so good. They won 7 out of 10. And yeah, but look at who they were playing. And see, that's the thing. And before the All-Star break, you know, they get on that run before the All-Star break, and they do so well in that 10-game stretch, and everybody gets excited. And I continue just to hold everybody back and say, just let's wait and see what they look like against teams that are much better, that are probably going to have to play in the playoffs. Then let's see what they look like. And more times than not, they didn't look good. And now you're seeing what this is all about. This team just is not at the same level. They're just not. And if you want to put it on coaching, fine, put it on coaching. If you want to put it on heart, okay, put it on heart. They don't play with enough heart. If you want to put it on selfish play, you can put it on selfish play. Whatever. You could point at a ton of different reasons why they're not going to win this series and why they haven't done better in the first two games of this series, because I think to a certain degree it's a combination of all of that that goes into why this isn't the basketball team that's probably going to advance out of the first round against the Boston Celtics, no matter if Giannis does average 30 or 32 or 33 points a game.
It looks as if Jabari Parker being pretty much ISO'd every time he comes down the court, and it's frustrated him and almost embarrassed him. Brad Stevens has drawn up some terrific defense. A transition D never really gets anything going offensively for the Bucks. It seems like even though we were waiting for him to have a breakout series, Stevens said, look, we're going to pack the middle against Giannis and give him his. Everybody else is going to have to go earn it, and we're not going to allow the perimeter players to get off. So, Spark, I'm disappointed that Jabari hasn't made the most of his minutes. I think he's pressing a little bit because of what he did coming into the series. But again, I go back to, if there's anything to learn from this series that this Bucks squad should understand, is if you play stifling defense, it gives you so many more opportunities to win.
Sure, but they haven't, and they haven't done that for a number of years. And, you know, the other thing too is I think coming tonight, I'm not happy with what I've seen, and the Bucks shouldn't be happy either. And I think you just have to shake it up at this point and try something different. And for me, Snell isn't going to be in the starting lineup tonight. Malcolm Brogdon is, and I'm going to let Malcolm Brogdon run the offense. I'm going to let Bledsoe come off the ball, and I'm going to have 2-point guards that can get the ball off a made basket from Boston. And as soon as they get the ball, we're running off every make. We're running. We're running all night long, and we're gonna try and get baskets off made baskets, which this team has never done. That to me is the next step. And if you can get that done tomorrow night in that game against the Celtics, then let's see how they react to that. Let's see how they react with 2-point guards on the floor. Let's see how they react with running off of made baskets. And let's have them make an adjustment to us for once.
So how much of a shot do you give them to win this ball game, or do you think that they're going to get beat again and maybe even get swept in a series?
This is the best shot they have of winning a ball game in this series right now. I think if I was going to pick a game which they were to win, tomorrow night would be the game I'd pick for them to win, for sure. But if they don't win tomorrow night, I don't think they win Sunday, and I think it's over. I think it's over quick. But if they win tomorrow night, then who knows? Then let's see what happens with adjustments and see how far momentum carries you for the Bucks and what happens on Sunday. Look, if this series is tied at two on Monday, all of a sudden everybody's going to have renewed optimism about this Bucks team going back to Boston.
Gus Johnson said on this show that Giannis needs to be more selfish. And by being selfish, he makes everybody around him better, where he just takes over. And, you know, on one hand, I completely agree. I understand where he's coming from. I understand the sentiment. I just don't know if he has it in him. Do you?
I don't think that's the issue. I think the issue is I don't think those other players around him will allow him to be selfish and to do what he's saying he should do. LeBron does 20 points in the first quarter last night. Everybody on that team knows LeBron has to get 20 points in the first quarter for us to do what we have to do. There's no, well, I'm just as good as LeBron, I should have his shots. There's none of that me attitude necessarily, because everybody has to understand that was the issue with Kyrie and LeBron to a certain degree, and that's why Kyrie is gone. I think for Giannis, you have to have Middleton, you have to have Bledsoe and Parker and Brogdon and everybody else on that team buy in the fact of, look, if we're going to win this series, Giannis is going to have to take like 25 shots. That's just what's going to have to happen. And we're going to have to be okay with moving off of the ball and trying to create space for Giannis to get to the rim and doing whatever we have to do to help Giannis versus standing around with our hands on our hips, refusing to move off the basketball, and watching Giannis play one-on-one all night. That's not going to work either. The offense still has to move, but Giannis still has to be the one getting the shot. And I don't firmly believe, in my heart of hearts, that everybody on this team is going to buy into that philosophy. I really don't.
Talking with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Bucks postgame show. Spark, you were sitting there with us as we sat there and talked to Jabari Parker. One of the things that I walked away thinking was, and this is just my opinion, I don't know if you have the same or not, but for all the things that we talked about, it seemed like as he wanted to keep mentioning the organization, do you get the sense that he trusts him about as far as he can throw him, but he genuinely wants to remain in Milwaukee?
I said this the next day on our afternoon show in Milwaukee. I think, and again, we're reading body language and, you know, being media guys doing this. But for me, I think the best chance they have of keeping Jabari Parker, if they even want to, maybe ownership doesn't even want to keep him. I have no idea. But if they want to keep him, I think the best chance of keeping him is to get a head coach in here, give him final say, pull authority from Horst, and get the promise that ownership is going to stay out of this guy's way, let him run basketball operations. If that happens and Parker buys into that and respects the guy that's going to be doing it and buys into the fact that ownership is staying out of it and Horst isn't going to have final say on personnel decisions and so forth, I think that would help to eliminate any type of trust issues, because it would be a new person in there for him to buy into and trust that person is going to put him in the best position possible to succeed. If none of that happens, if they bring in Monty Williams, John Horst still has final say on personnel decisions, or Wesley Edens, whoever you believe is pulling the strings over there. If that is going to continue going down that road, I think that's probably going to be a tough sell for Jabari Parker going forward if there are trust issues there.
Always good, Spark. Look forward to seeing you down there tonight, and it should be a good one, at least one more before we call it a season.
I'm good. Take care.
All right, buddy. Talk to you later. There you go. Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, host of the Bucks postgame show, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.